You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
Yes, it's the favourite part of the show, you see, Musa, because we get to speak to you. And I have a confession to say, to make. Idols win at 2012 or 2013?
2013.
Thank you. All right, thank you. I thought I was right, but I was like, when was it? Because I remember watching you.
Yeah, it was 2013.
Let's start right there. What's it like winning Idols?
It's such a great feeling, man. It's probably because it's one of those things that become like a footprint into something new in your life. It's just like being reborn.
Sure.
Yeah.
It must be something, the whole rush that comes with it.
It's a lot, man. The adrenaline is crazy.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. All right. Take us through early, Musa, from your early days leading up to Idols, because you sang before that.
Yeah. I've been singing for quite a long time. I was doing restaurants, doing a lot of corporate gigs, just to busk around a lot of different places with friends. I was a part of a lot of bands. So I used to travel with those bands and we used to play around a lot of, mostly around Joburg and Pretoria. Yeah.
Sure, that's quite something. So when you're part of those bands, I mean, did you form a band at school? What's your sort of your earliest memory, I think, of music? Because, it's quite a journey.
Earliest. Yo, man, like I've been part of the music forever, as long as I can remember. So I didn't form one band. I formed a lot of bands. You know, I was a part of like a lot of bands from like Choice Assorted. We used to have a band called Choice Assorted. We had another band called Wish Band, where we were specializing in just doing like covers from R&B to traditional music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You see, that's interesting. So how did you sort of crack the market, get into it? Or is it on the vibe of the street? Because people hear you and they go, have you heard this artist? Somebody, is that how it works? It just spreads and spreads.
That's literally how it works, man. You know, it just keeps moving from one. It's a word of mouth type of thing. You know, when people go, hey, there's that beautiful band in that corner. Do you guys want to go see it? I started then getting a huge following from that. So by the time I walked into Idols, my following was quite solid.
All right. So it doesn't, I know Randall, he's our CEO here at Prime Media Broadcasting. So I know he's not listening at the moment. So it doesn't take Idols, does it, to make what you become?
Not necessarily. But for someone like me, it was like a footprint that kind of, it's a footprint I kind of needed to get to where I wanted to. But it does not just take Idols to become a great artist.
Oh, it's interesting. Yeah. What sort of support do you need, though? I would think friends and family. When you start out, a lot of people may say to you, oh, you want to go into music? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, why not become a lawyer, an accountant, whatever
else?
What did you say to them?
I just felt like this was what I was born for. This is something I had to do.
Yeah.
So it took more than just family support. You know, it took a whole city from Mpumalanga to show me the love that they did at the time that allowed me the space to say I can now leave and be elsewhere. And when I got there, I was quite solid about who I was and I was quite confident in what I was doing.
Yeah.
And everything just made sense for me.
It's interesting. What do they say, that adage, it takes a village to raise a child?
Yeah.
And that's exactly that.
Yeah.
Inspiration. I've seen some of your music videos as well, and there's some lovely pretty women in those music videos. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, I was just having a little look. Inspiration for you?
My parents.
Okay.
Probably one of my first inspirations. It's me seeing and learning a lesson of love that I could never forget. And it was like priceless for me because I can never find that thing anywhere else. I lived in it. I saw it. I even saw the minor arguments they would have that would end up in a laugh in the house. And it got me to a point where writing about love just became the cornerstone of who I am.
Did you find your love? But I have to ask the question.
Did I find what? Sorry?
Did you find love?
There's a lot of wind in here.
Wow, there we go. You see, you always ask an artist, have you found love? And it's like, no, I got five songs to prove it.
I guess, man, you know, I've found a lot of things along the way as I walk.
Oh, that's amazing.
I have found love, yes.
Okay, take us through what you're going to be playing this afternoon.
These are songs from my latest album, the album called Backroom. So I'm going to be singing a song called Tandiwe Wozala and the title track Backroom.
Sure.
So it's quite a it's an album I've worked on for quite a while.
Okay.
And I think the album is in such a beautiful space where I am ready to share it.
That's amazing. How long did it take you to develop?
About a year and a half.
And where do you get, like I asked you before, your inspiration for that? You can't just go into a studio, or can you?
Yeah.
Or do you just, it's like, it comes to you?
It depends, man. Sometimes it's energy things. You know, there's songs where I have a friend where I have this idea. And then a friend would sit down outside of my presence and start working on it. And then it comes back. It's like, this was your idea. And then I start writing on it. And then other songs, we were literally just in a studio and they came up. It's a different construction proposition for me. Even when I say it to other people, it's like, I just bring everything that I can onto the table, as many people as I can work with onto the table for us to just make music. I always say, if music is meant to bring people together, why are we not making it together?
Oh, I like that. I like it very much.
Yeah.
Right, you have to introduce who you came with as well, because behind every great artist is the great band.
Yeah. This is a friend of mine, very, very good friend of mine, Tsepo Fatso, the AMG. I've known him for a very long time, for quite a long time. So he's always been a part of my career. And from the time before I became the boss to, we were friends until I became the boss, but we're still friends.
Sure. So he's just smiling there. He's not going to come and talk to us. He's like, I see where this is going.
But he's been a friend of mine for a very long time. And we've enjoyed working together, and we've been making music. The songs, part of the album, some songs are produced by him. Yeah.
Yeah. Before I climb into the album, you'll be playing the album. Tell us more about it. When is it? It's been released now. What happens now?
So the album dropped on the 15th of July.
Yeah.
The album is titled Backroom. Okay. It's a love story that most South Africans, that black South Africans have experienced. A majority of black people that you see today, I come from backrooms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most of their life comes from like a backroom story. So I wanted to go back and tell that story, and not necessarily speaking in a backroom in a sense of just the actual room. It's the story of where your relationship comes from and where you see it going.
Love it. Love it. Right. We're going to have a little bit of a break now.
Okay.
You're going to get yourselves ready. And when we come back, we want to hear all about it.